Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Man, we're busy beavers, aren't we? Yeah, speaking of busy beavers, I'm wondering, with my new green screen setup here that we've been using for... Everything will explain itself by the beginning of next week. You'll understand what we've been up to.
You sound like a 1940s movie, Mike.
But I love your new room.
I do too.
That's good. If you like that, well, then that I'll keep. I was going to switch around.
I'm just amazed that you're in a room of such size and there's no echo or anything. The audio is just so perfect for a room that big.
You know, you could really help a little bit more by.
What?
Identify. I don't know. When you do it, it's like, you know, it's like you're so mocking that you're so emphasizing the artificial that it really makes me. I spent all this time curating some of these
backgrounds. Did we not tell you yesterday how amazing it looked? It does look
amazing. You didn't just then. You said it's amazing that room. Nobody likes to fool the listeners and keep a secret from the listeners more than you to feel superior about yourself.
No, Mike. It's taking it to the next level of you've already announced it's not real.
Rob, I'm going to tell you, I need you to step into my office.
Oh, I would hate going into an office like that. Doesn't that look like absolute hell? Blech.
It's morning here in Florida.
So sunny.
That is the only problem with your main fake room is that it's dreary outside. No one will want to move to Florida.
It is. Well,
that's part of his design.
Let me move out into the foyer.
I'm so glad you got that vase back from the repair shop.
Right. I'm sure there's a piano
quick
pretty
tease.
Close.
Oh, that was quick.
And then, does everybody have their psychedelic mushrooms ready?
I knew Mike would let something slip this week.
I've done pretty well.
You've done very well, Mike.
Here's a shroom.
Oh, incense, peppermint
roll
pie.
Roll up, mystery tour. Hey, it's Christmas.
Christmas in Mike's backyard.
It's Christmas.
A lot of people don't know that your backyard, Mike, backs up to other houses, just like New Orleans.
I understand, Bruce. I understand. Lots of moving parts on the show. If you are a bonus show subscriber, a couple of things I want to talk about today. You will understand what we've been dealing with back behind the scenes because it's been very busy here. And bonus show subscribers will get a little heads up that will be very beneficial for them to know what's going on and what we've been teasing for quite some time. So I am truly, truly looking forward to... to telling everybody about that to get it
I
off
don't
my chest.
Think
and
we...
then next week, just
oh,
dwelling
it.
On it. What?
I was going to say, I don't think we emphasize enough that the bonus show subscribers get front of the line status. It's like one of those magic passes at Disney World. You get to the front of the line.
Two things have happened. That's new because we didn't always emphasize that. One of the things for 2025 that we wanted to do with the show was prioritize the people that prioritize us. And when you subscribe to the bonus show, you do that. And so thanks to a lot of great efforts from Josh and Rob and Carla, we have really thought about ways that we can make it more special. One of the ways we make it special is the TMOS Extra segments. We've done a variety of them. They've been on different subjects. This week, it'll be the TMOS Extra on politics, but it's a little bit different. And let me explain what it's going to be. If you are a bonus show subscriber, you're going to get a little extra content this week. And what I wanted to do, and I had to think about it. I was under the weather last week, but at the same time, when I was talking to Josh about dropping this this week, I really did not know how I wanted to approach things because of the way I feel, because of the way people feel. And I got to a space where sometimes I figure it out when I'm sitting down to just devote all my time to it. And that space is as follows. This week, I will be explaining for people on the right and for the left how I feel. I think that for the people on the right, I would urge you to put all your preconceptions and the divisiveness aside for a minute and try, if you may, to just listen and understand the emotions of it and what a lot of people in my situation that feel the way I do might be feeling. If you're on the left, I'm curious to see if I am an island or just how many of you might feel the same way. This is not going to be a CNN talking head battle, which, by the way, is part of what I'm going to be talking about. The media is a big part of what I want to talk about.
Do you have your coffee mug ready you to mean smash on the desk?
like Jon Stewart. That's in the news today. The thing about it is that I am in a new space, and I want to commiserate with people that might feel the same way, and I want to explain to people on the other side that are probably still in a state of joy for their team winning what it might feel like, and we'll see where it goes from there. Mm-hmm. But the TMOS extras have given us a chance. I don't bring that. The prime directive on this show is to come in, flap our gums, say something stupid, bust each other's balls, deal with the pop culture items of the day, and hopefully give you a chuckle along the way. And most importantly, people still ask me, what's the gist of the show? I say, three people still busting balls and talking about our tragic personal lives, which got surprisingly tragic last night as it was another trip to the ball yard. My son is back from his little break, his little winter break.
Yeah.
And this week, they, like all winter breaks, when you come back, they are piling it on. It's like this is the final kick to the end of the semester.
They're really doing it.
They're laying it on him. So he's got that. At the same time, my little gem of a son is playing baseball. And a coach who was shorthanded on the majors team asked him to join that team. And
this is
join
the stuff
that
dreams are made of. This is fantastic.
Oh, I wouldn't say
that. Well, Mike, at this point, dreams are made of this. Because he was asked to step up at the last minute. A little bit of a Wally Pipp thing here.
No. But anyway, so
he
steps up.
Yes.
But the coach made it very clear, you still have to prioritize the team that you ended up on, which is the minors team, which is fine because he gets more playing time. That is up until last night. That was good. Do I hear an echo? Hello? Hello? Is that me? I don't know what that is. That might be the headphones. Hold on just a second. Let me just double check that. I want to make sure that that's not.
I jinxed it by talking about the echo early in the show.
Hello? Nope, it's not me.
I'll turn your headphones on.
Are you still hearing it?
Hello? Hello? Turn your headphones all the way off.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. Hello.
Did that do it?
Yeah, that did it. Turn them up again. All right. Keep the volume down, Deffy. All right. That's what I heard. Anyway, getting back to it, it was his night to pitch again, to start.
Okay.
And the attitude he has had, now that he plays on majors, there's a little swagger there. There's a little swagger. And
oh, that's
for anybody,
dangerous.
That's ridiculously dangerous. But not so much that it bugged me, but it was...
Doesn't,
anywhere between quiet confidence and a little bit of a swagger.
Doesn't that kind of come with stepping up, though? Doesn't he probably need
He goes to the little kids. He's, still a little kid.
Yeah,
you know?
But I mean, he probably needs a little swagger to fit in with the big guys. And then he's proud when he steps down. You don't want to break his
what it is
thoughts,
the swagger
right?
comes from the when he's on the little team.
Ah,
that's right. What it is.
Because he's better than those.
And
at least in his head.
I didn't. I will tell you, horrible thoughts. Ran through me. That I was going to say. You're in the division you should be in. When I was five. Let me get to what it was.
All right.
So, I have taken to moving out of the bleachers and parking my chair somewhere along the fence to watch my kid. Last night, he told me he was going to start.
On the inside of the fence or the outside of the fence?
Outside of the fence.
So you're not in the outfield?
No. Okay. Although there are parents way down the line. Some parents that don't socialize.
Which side of the dugout?
I'm on the right side of the dugout.
So closer to first base than home plate?
Closer to...
the dugout between you and home plate?
He's the away team last night. I am to the right of their dugout on third base.
All right.
But I'm still to the left of home plate. So
yeah,
that's
okay.
Where
gotcha.
So you can tell where I'm parked.
You're
parked
between home plate and dugout.
Exactly.
So he can see you in his peripheral while pitching.
This is why and it's peripheral, but that's all right. It's
that's
fine.
That's what I said.
That's what you're here for. Anyway, getting back to it.
That's what I said.
I'm just gonna go with it.
It's not what you said.
That's fine. That's what I say. Three guys bust each other's balls in a very kind and loving way. This comes into play, my location, a little bit later on.
Okay.
He has when you pitch at any level, you are in many cases in professional baseball one of the most highly rewarded players, and in baseball of all levels, you are without a doubt one of the most scrutinized players.
Certainly.
And last night he was the starting pitcher. He's very proud of himself. He's done it twice now, and he walks up to me and says, "Dad, I'm starting." I said, "Very cool." He gets to the game early. They take him into the dugout to warm up and bit. So the good thing is he's not pitching when he's playing majors because they've got their already set lineup with that. As a matter of fact, they put him in the outfield when he's on majors. So he's yes.
A question. Why do you think, as someone who has been a an intense viewer of his progress as a baseball player, why was he tapped to go up to the majors, do you think? What was his skill that made them want him to join?
They were down players, and they knew me from
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a particular skill that got him.
Oh, it's Nepo.
I think it might be a little Nepo more than – it's not like he was at the top of the heap in a list of prospects. That's not how it went down.
It could also be simply attitude. We know Michael will come on this team and not disrupt things.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, I know that. But last night, what he just disrupted was the first inning.
No,
he didn't disrupt anything. He just had trouble finding the plate. As I know, Josh, you've been a manager. It happens to everyone. It happens to the best players in the world. It does. But it's so hard as a parent.
Yeah.
I had that same trouble, Mike, when I was in my cuisine school for cooking. I could not find the plate. And it was eggs everywhere. So sad.
I know a lot about you, Rob. One thing I know for 100% certain is you have never had problems finding the plate.
No, it's not the plate that's the trouble. It's the mouth.
Okay. Very good.
I'm also a softball pitcher who has been in that situation many times where I cannot find the plate and suddenly the bases are loaded.
It was so painful, and it wasn't the worst I've seen. It wasn't the best. It was not nearly the best I've seen, but it was on and on and on. And this is my number one concern. My number one concern, and Lord knows where he gets this from.
Oh no,
he has a little trouble containing his emotions. He gets very, very, very frustrated. Now, I managed a team of these kids in the fall. I know a lot of them get frustrated, and there's not a lot you can do about it, but I can handle the not throwing strikes. But the problem was I walk up to him after the first inning, and they kept him in, finally got out of the inning.
You can't be that parent.
What do you mean?
That goes up into the dugout.
Really?
I'd advise not to.
When you were managing,
we'll get to that in a second.
Let the manager manage.
I want to revisit that. Well, you'll like what I did.
All right.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say, when you were managing, how would you feel about a parental interloper in your dugout?
I've never gone into the dugout. I don't go.
But you did like coach or slash manage, right?
Yeah, and I there were a lot of parents that would interact with their kids on the outside of the dugout. I never walked into
dugout.
Right.
And I really was never all that concerned with parents that would walk up and talk to the kids from the side or something. It happened all the time. So,
yeah.
Okay.
But,
all right. Then
but
you have better parents than I've had.
But hold on. But you might have a Josh, you might have a bit of a point. Okay? So let me – yeah. Because there was a moment. So yeah. – I walk up to him, and I see, I think after the first thing, the coach is looking at him through the diamond side, squatted down, eye to eye with my son, who's upset and sitting on the bench, and he's talking. And I walk over, and I see this interaction, and I hang a U-turn, and I walk back to my seat.
Good.
That's where I go. Then when that's done, I come over later on, and he says, "Dad, it's those gestures you were making." And I realized that, well, here you go.
Oh, no.
Every time, not every time, but I realized, it's first of all, as
he
I said
saw
to
your
him,
frustration.
Hold on. As I said to him, "Dude, I'm not throwing the pitches here. I'm not throwing the pitches here." And by the way, parents, feel free to judge me. That's why I bring it out to you. You can judge me all you want. But I realized that during the game, I do this occasionally. I go,
"Oh, that's what my dad does." That is that.
And you do this. You do this when you're, which I hate that gesture, when you put your whole hand on your head.
Mike, I love when you do that gesture. I think it's great.
I don't know what the purpose of this is, but you do that. Is that frustration or is that just trying to keep your brain from hemorrhaging or something like that?
Or block a reflection.
It's not something I really think about. I don't know. I didn't realize that was added to the list, Josh, of things that piss him off.
Yeah.
I mustn't touch. It's like the beginning days of COVID. I can't touch my face.
Right.
Mike,
exactly.
I told you during Little League season, there was a kid on my team that could not pitch when his dad would show up to the games.
Okay.
Because of how his dad would act on the sideline.
Just like Dumbo and his feather. It's not a real concern. You know, you could fly the whole time.
After I walk over, he's upset, and he says, mm-hmm. "Dad, you're just, and it's like he's obviously focusing on me. I said to him, "Josh, I welcome the advice here." I said, "Do you want me just to get out of the way and not be behind the plate?" Yes. So the next inning, I hid, and I'm watching him, and it didn't get any better.
Could he still see you? Like if he looked for you?
No.
Okay.
No, I made a point of getting out of his line of sight. Yes.
Yeah, and he was already struggling, so it's not like it's tough to pull it all back together. But
and
yes,
it is also. Yeah, it's between the ears, a lot of it. You know,
it is totally between the ears. He's struggling, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. And every time he sees you react,
it just doubles in his head and makes it worse.
What if, Mike,
revisited? I know you have a storied history in stage makeup.
Disguised as Rob.
Yes, you could come as a hunchback or something like that.
You hurt my feelings. I just like to bust your chops. I don't have a shopping list of things that I added to the list.
I don't know about that.
Poor put upon you.
No.
I mean, you don't have a list of crap you hate about me, for God's sake. Come on now. You don't have an equal shopping list of the evil monster.
Never said I didn't, but I didn't know that touching my head was among yours.
There's our next TMOS extras. Yes. What you don't like about each other.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be the last show.
So I hid, and then he pitched two innings, and it was all the pitchers that came after him had a tough time with it as well. After take my son out of the equation, after it, the tedium of the minors of that level sets in. Where it's just, oh, God, is this ever going to be over? But I'm going to give him credit that afterwards, I the only lecture I gave him in the car, I said, "I'll meet you in the car," because I just didn't want to hang out. I wanted to just get to the car, wait to have my one-on-one with him. And my issue was, don't let him see your emotions when you're a pitcher. You can't. It's part of the deal where you gotta. It's not fair. But if they see that, it just adds to the issue. I said I could care less about the balls and strikes. I care much more about your demeanor on the mound and how you conduct yourself. Would that be okay to have said that?
I think you only missed one point. Is that you pitch so badly that the pitchers after you pitch badly. Now, how do you feel now?
You know, there's nothing quite like having you in a sports discussion.
Now, that's when you just point out it was a rough night for everyone.
It was a rough
night. Hey, I want to tell you, it was a rough night.
As I said to him, I'm not upset with him at all. I am upset for him. Right. And that is the truest thing for the parent. You see your kid struggling, and it's ground zero.
Isn't it crumbling? You know? It'll crumble you. When you see that, and there's really nothing you can do.
There are veteran parents that don't even get phased, including a few that I know that are.
Now, were there tears?
Yeah.
On the ball field?
On the ball field, there may have been, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have, as the manager, have gone out to the mound to talk to the struggling pitchers in that mode. And I've had kids.
He did.
Kids out there where I go out to talk to them, and they're crying, just pull me out, pull me out, pull me out.
Yeah,
I think as a manager, that's the worst thing you can do.
I think it is true. I just try to calm them down. And by the way,
as someone who is so devoid of sports in his life and his raising of his children, that I can't even imagine. I can't imagine having to do that, because they're in it for fun, and they're just having such a night that they just don't want to be a part of it. That's got to be just a mind breaker. It's horrible.
Well, it's,
I don't think he has to be taken out. I think he was disappointed in himself. So I don't think that happened. And Rob, can you just turn your volume down, Cesson,
a
little,
because
you're a little loud. But I'm going to tell you that it's a new experience for me because I never pitched when I was a kid, and I've never been there with that kind of focus on your kid. He's played football. Played a little golf. That's obviously, individual focus. Yeah. But this is really spotlight time with him. And remember the story about the assistant coach I had that I told on this show?
Yes.
Remember last in the fall? He's there too.
Oh, that's great. Mike, it's always nice to make a friend.
So it's really a slice of heaven when I get
I think the key is the next game, just on the car right there. Just pass him a soul gummy.
It's a good
calm
idea.
It down.
Yeah.
I got him. Here you go, son. Instead of having a
not
glass
those.
Of water,
those will put him to sleep.
Yeah, okay. He'll be out
but
by
some
the
of
seventh.
The other ones.
The out of office ones, not the ones I
give him a triple. I think a triple would be good. Ironically, because he's pitching, it's not a great.
You know
name,
what I think about all of this? I think participation is. I wouldn't change anything. I love it. I love that he's got the balls to do it. I love that he hesitate to dive.
How did his teammates handle him?
Really well, I think.
Then he's got a great team.
I think they're good kids. Yeah. I think they're nice kids. And, I saw them in the dugout kind of gathering around him and patting him on the back and stuff. I think they're conditioned to do that.
So they're okay with losing.
You are something else. That is funny. That's it.
How bad was the pitching? Was it behind the batter?
He struck a couple of guys out.
Okay.
That's good.
So not a Ricky
that's a
Bond
positive.
Situation.
If we make a T chart,
after his
that's
60
a plus.
Pitches, he struck a couple of guys. No, it was he got out of the inning. But it was a slog. There were a lot of walks.
That's
he walked in runs.
It was a lot of pitches. Are you taking him in for Tommy John surgery?
Oh no, they count. Yeah. They count every pitch.
He got a little sleeve thing that's supposed to prevent tendonitis on the arm, and that's gonna. We're not going to be using that.
I have a sleeve thing, but it's not for my arm.
Yeah.
Okay. My recommendation for Michael would be next time if he's struggling on the mound and you're sitting back there behind home plate, just a wild pitch right at the fence in front of you. Just throw it right at you. That'll get you to move.
And I'll go, no, I'll be somewhere else.
Have you scoped out a good place?
Some dads are like all the way out in the outfield. Really.
Right.
Some dads sit out all the way out in the outfield. Some the social parents sit in the bleachers. I've moved away from that.
Yeah.
I've got a spot.
You do?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Depending if we're home or visitor, I stand next to the fence when I'm the dad. I'm not the coach. I stand next to the fence by either first base or third base.
Okay. All
right. Because then they can't see you as much if they're focused on home plate.
That's it.
Especially
True.
As a pitcher.
That's
and then when my son's up to bat, I will walk a little closer. So I'm behind him, so he again cannot see me.
Yeah, can't see you.
I, at one point, stood directly in back of the bleachers that only come up to about here when I'm standing.
Okay, and so you're just peeping through?
I'm just peeping through, and then the woman in front of me kind of glanced over her shoulder and looked at me like maybe I was looking at her ass. So,
okay, what's this creep doing?
Yeah, were you?
Yeah, what's this creepy guy? No, I was not. No, okay. I was not. Not that, it's a very busy place, and there's
lots
of activity going.
It seems to me with all the Bluetoothing and Wi-Fiing, they could stream the game, and you could watch it in buckets.
Turn your volume down a little bit, please, again, this time for real.
They do. I'm sure they've got Game Changer down there.
Yeah.
Could take Game Changer and head on over to Buckets.
Sure, go to
Buckets.
Get there
early.
So we'll see. Next time is next time. Now, he said, Dad, I feel so bad for him sometimes because he's the light of my life. And he says to me today as I'm driving him to school, he says, Dad, do I have anything tonight? And I'm like, oh, my God. Because he's got a test in math today. He's got a test in science tomorrow and English. And so he's going. And sometimes you worry that you don't want your kids to be overwhelmed. But
burned
at the
out.
Same time, yeah.
Does he have something tonight?
If he does, he's not going.
That's what I was going to say. Even if it's practice, skip it.
He's had two games this week. That's plenty. He's got a game Saturday.
Was he excited about it? Because I know in the past, when he goes to school, he says he's excited about math.
Well, much like pitching, he's confident. So,
and that never hurt anybody.
In the case of the pitcher, it might have. Anyway, so that's it. I wanted to share that with all of you and just, kvetch a little bit about that.
What
and,
we're here for.
And on the way to the game last night, it's very, very busy. We leave here just about 5 o'clock. That is the teeth of rush hour in most major areas, and it's the teeth of rush hour here. And I note that the traffic going down to the ball yard is severely backed up, unusually so. Not sure exactly why until we arrived, and I suddenly had memories of Rob Spiewak as I noticed that there was a minivan on its roof on the left side of the road.
The old Flipperuski.
The old Flipperuski, and... because you, I know, don't remember exactly because you kind of like lost consciousness or something.
Zoned
out.
You
don't know. And we had an incident at the old studio at my house in Manassas, Virginia, where on a road of 25 miles per hour, a car went
flew
on
in,
its roof.
Flew into my car, made the
and
back
flipped.
Tire. Well, no, he flipped. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, at that speed, it's pretty amazing. At any slow speed, I would think you have to kind of be traveling at speed. You don't necessarily have to be, right?
What's so wild is that, a minivan flipping is not as big of a deal because the center of gravity is different. My car
and the kids are in car seats, so they'll be fine.
Hopefully.
Did the reindeer antlers fall off of it?
No, they were all pitching that night.
So, the center of gravity on the – and this was actually a selling point of the Outback. They said, this car is virtually indestructible.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was the selling point of the restaurant.
Yeah,
after you flip your car, come out for a Bloomin' Onion. That's good. Yummy, yummy.
You might have a concussion, mate.
Good night. No rules, just right. Flip your car and come over to Outback Steakhouse.
When you buy the Subaru, you actually get an appointment with a lady, that shows you all the features of the car and everything. And one of the things she said
every
to me,
car.
Yeah, that's someone who goes out
like
to show you the car and hand you the
Subaru.
Keys.
You make it sound like it's a special. Everybody goes
know.
Over your car.
But this is like a separate appointment.
I didn't know.
This is. I mean, do you have? I thought it was something out of the ordinary.
Like
that
after
you buy
you
your car,
have the car.
Yeah, like a week and a half
that
later.
They go over the features with you,
Mike. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
And a half later. You have an hour appointment with this lady, and she shows you everything about the
car. Is there a chance, some small chance, that you could maybe adjust the volume one last time? Just to that would be appreciated.
So you go back to the dealership, and
yes.
A week and a half later.
Yeah, 2 weeks or
whatever. You haven't figured out things about your car by then?
No, they just want to show you everything that's there. There's features I didn't know about when I bought it. And then also, they give you a $25 gift card.
Were you a good pupil when they did that? Because I am not. I'm someone who...
I was sensational.
I'm like a kid that wants to just get in the toy and, yes. and okay, well, enough.
But you
I'll
see,
figure
no,
it
you
out
would be able
own.
To do it because you've already had the toy for a week and a half, 2 weeks. And this is just to cover things. You know, just
anything.
Like,
okay. All right. I get it. All right. So they yeah, go like, over it with you. Do they yeah. say anything about not passing out and flipping over?
They said, and this is your, you know, this is for safety and driving, and this will prevent you from hitting the person in front of you and all of these things. And she said, it's got a low center of gravity. This thing is virtually unstoppable. And if you ever get in a situation where you have totally like lost control and the vehicle has let you down, you must let me know. And I called her and I just said, flipped it upside down. She said, how did you do that?
and you don't know.
I don't. I know from the damage that the first hit was on the driver's front corner. And that's,
and what
I don't
did
remember.
You, what did you, you don't know what you hit though.
I don't. And
did
I've never
you hit
been,
another car though? I mean, you would know after the fact.
Well, I was never contacted by, you see, it was on the Dulles Toll Road. So technically.
But after you were hanging upside down and they extricated you.
Right.
Was there another car there?
There were two
involved?
Cars that were involved. But neither of them were totaled. Yeah. Neither, they drove away.
So now, go ahead. I've seen a car roll like this once.
Uh-huh.
And it flipped multiple times. Do you even know how many times you flipped over?
Great question. Do you
I
know?
Think it had to be just once because okay. all the damage was on the top of the car and
do
not on the sides.
Do you think it's a car that caused you to flip or like a Jersey wall or something?
I think I probably hit a car and then maybe the wall because I've thought about the physics in my head. I can't imagine what kind of car you would hit that would flip you, you know, unless you drove up on it and over.
I think flipping the car is not necessarily what you hit as much as it's the angle of your car.
Yeah,
so,
the angle
hear
of the
me
wheels.
Out.
That
if
could
you
be,
hit,
yeah.
If you hit a car and then your car suddenly went sideways, that could flip it,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. That could happen. But,
I saw a car roll once in my rearview mirror where I saw it go back and forth and then suddenly the back just flipped out in front of it.
That had to
and
be horrifying.
Over. I just sped away. Yeah. I didn't
Joey,
want to hit me.
Joey Pasker and I were racing in my hometown.
He's getting
Joey,
a lot of ink this week.
Joey was on Manchester Road in back of me, and
yeah.
He was in his father's Delta 88, and I was in my dad's satellite, Plymouth satellite. My parents loved Plymouths.
That's 17 tons of car you just described.
It's and the thing about the satellite, the Plymouth satellite,
yes.
Sebring, it
yes.
was the Plymouth satellite Sebring. It's tons of car that wants you to think it's a sports car, but it's really – it's got a V8 in it, but it's too heavy.
Yeah.
And
wasn't
I
it
remember,
called, Mike, the Cadillac of Plymouth?
It was not. to be honest with you, the Cadillac of Chrysler's would be the Cordoba, and yes, we did have one of those growing up.
Oh, Mike, you know, that's
used
funny.
Cordoba.
It's funny with a fine Corinthian leather. It's funny
yes.
you should bring that up because this week on our first video presentation of Cake and Cookies, available now on YouTube, Chrysler Cordoba is one of our sponsors. So make sure
really?
You check that out. Yes.
That's exciting. I look in my rearview mirror and I see Joey's in back of me. We're racing. I got
right.
the jump on him. And I come to a T intersection. And I know it's coming up. I know the road a little bit better, apparently, than Joey does. And I hang a left turn. And I look in my rearview mirror. And I see... Going through the intersection through a split rail fence, Joey, and I, being the good friend that I am, I pulled over briefly. I see Joey's headlights come out from the yard, and then we both make our escape.
Was the fence okay?
Hell no.
I was going to say.
Never found out more about that. Yeah.
Fence versus Delta 88.
That owner's getting up to tire tracks and a broken white. Like, it's not, wasn't split rail.
I know what it is, Mike. It's a straight rail and a straight rail with an X between them, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Not cheap.
No, not at all. And the owner of the fence was quoted as saying, I don't know about that.
I don't know about where he was. Don't know nothing about that one there. But
yeah, when I flipped, I don't remember what happened until I was driving, and the next thing I know, I was coming to a stop, hanging upside down, a seatbelt holding me in, and I rolled down the window, and when I saw it, I just saw feet walking by my head. I was so disoriented, I didn't realize I was upside down. And so my head was essentially on the pavement, and I saw him walking by. He said, "We got to get you out of there." I said, "Yep."
If you want to know what Rob's reaction was, I urge you to take a look at the old movie Animal House and take a look at John Belushi's face when he's on the ladder and he falls backwards. That moment right there is what Rob looked like when he was in the vehicle. That was so terrifying.
And I know for a fact, if I was if this had been pre-alcoholism, I wouldn't have fit out of the window that I got out of, because we couldn't open the door. So I had to come out which was trash. There was no window.
You were like in rough shape at that point, right?
I was. Well, yeah, it was the day after Mark's funeral. And it was the whole year, not a great year.
Right.
But I was really zoned, and just I probably shouldn't have been out that day. So, but
were any other cars mentioned in the police report? How did
they
explain?
This is the weird thing. I was never contacted with a police report. Insurance never contacted me about any other cars being hit.
Did you, by design, not pursue it? I would eliminate if I didn't hear from anybody. I would figure no news is good news, and I wouldn't pursue it.
Didn't touch it with a pole. I said it's their job
worry
to contact
about
me.
It?
No.
Have you
my
considered
life? Are you
alien
kidding?
Abduction?
La la la. What's that, Josh?
Have you considered alien abduction?
I have not considered.
Maybe they took you, stuck you back in the car, and
my ass was in perfect shape when I got back, so I don't think it was aliens. But
scary,
I did go into a concussion protocol, and I had to take it. It was a nasty thing. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
And it's a protocol he's still in today, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Exactly right, which is why the lights are so dim. But they are dim, aren't they? I mean, yeah. I see them as dim.
Very dim. Very dim background. And you're dim, like I am. Like Josh is, too,
like
when it comes
are.
To the English language.
It's the
we've all got our
of the show.
Yeah, we've all got our dimmer switches on the show. That's
sure.
It's a show full of dimmer switches. That's right. You know what? I'm going to rename the show. It's not going to be the Mike O'Mara Show. It's going to be the Three Dimmer Switches.
And that sounds like a British name, if it's one word.
Dimmer Switch.
Well, Three Dimmer Switches is called a gang.
The
three gang.
Yeah, the gang. Oh, really? A three gang? Yeah, there's an electrical term that we learned today.
Yes, it's right over there over your shoulder.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more. But first, I want to tell you that this sponsor for our show is Liquid IV.
Yes.
I'm drinking it right now. I love this stuff. I've got my all-time favorite. I've got the packet here and the beverage here. You're not going to be able to see it, but that's what they
No, I can
like.
See it. Do you have like a shelf in your
peach.
Office?
White peach. What's that?
Do you have like a shelf in your office? You produce magical props every day.
I've got lots of tricks.
A briefcase. Uh-huh. Like a magician.
And lots of different things.
He needs a girl to come out and point at the Liquid IV after he... Ta-da! And now, ladies and gentlemen, our new favorite musician, the Terminator.
Isn't she lovely, made from love?
All right. These are all in Mike's Gallagher-like box.
Hey, how about a JBL speaker to listen to?
It's so small. How's the sound?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm talking about Liquid IV.
Wrong spot. Now you're talking. Yeah.
So anyway, Liquid IV is fantastic. You know that.
Yeah.
I told you about it. It's fantastic.
So many flavors. Get it sugar-free, vegan, non-GMO. It's great.
Wonderful. HydroScience. It's powered by Live HydroScience.
Yep.
You know the old Liquid IV. It's the best. I drink it daily. Keeps me going. You're going to love it. Liquid IV is what you want and you need, and you can get it easily. Allergen-free, non-GMO, vegan. It fights your dehydration. Stay ahead of it with Liquid IV. Be like Josh. He sprinkles the floor mats of his car with Liquid IV and then drives barefoot.
Right.
He has the most hydrated feet. The hydrated feet of St. Augustine, it's referred to as. Really fun.
Really
really fine.
Tare poor, live more. Liquid IV, embrace your rituals with extraordinary hydration. From Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration. I know it's not an extra syllable.
I love hydration. It, though, when you say that. That
do it today
stuff.
Using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody. A 95-year-old Oscar-winning actor and my all-time favorite, Gene Hackman, has lost his life. This is the strange part. We don't know all the details yet. It sounds like maybe a carbon monoxide situation. I don't know. Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, were found dead in their home in New Mexico, according to the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office. Their cause of death has not been confirmed, but it is not believed to be foul play. Deputies responded to a welfare check request at the home around 1:45 p.m. Wednesday, and they found Hackman, Arakawa, and a dog deceased. The dog kind of indicates maybe it was monoxide, but we don't know yet. An investigation is ongoing. Look, there was a time in my life where if Gene Hackman was on the bill, I was in the theater.
Yeah.
That's how much I loved him.
Star guy. Great definitely movies. A Hollywood star, movie star.
100%. Going all the way back to The French Connection, Hoosiers, Unforgiven. He plays a great bad guy in Unforgiven. The Firm, he plays another bad guy. You go back and look at Bonnie and Clyde when he kind of – it might have been his first film where he plays Warren Beatty's brother, and he does a great job. There's my favorite submarine movie, Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington, plays another heavy. He was great
at
playing trouble guys.
Or my favorite, Hoosiers.
Hoosiers, yes.
Hoosiers.
It was Hoosiers was one of my is one of my all time.
You left
favorite
out two
films.
Of my favorites, Mike.
Go ahead.
He has maybe the best scene in Young Frankenstein as the blind man.
A very brief cameo, but brilliantly
but so funny and so well done. And Mike, the other one, I think we just have to watch to appreciate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
there runs
and
a
the bird
downstairs.
Cage.
My mother is the star. What? We lied to you. Barbara and I and everybody lied for us. These are my parents.
Is that dark?
This is
a little
my wife.
Bit. It's a little bit.
And this is the lady who had Val. It's nice to meet you, Catherine.
Very nice, Val. You've done a good job.
Such a perfectly cast movie.
Thank you. We're very proud of him.
I understand.
Barbara, the nightclub downstairs, he owns it?
Mm-hmm.
You mean he's not a cultural attaché?
No, and he isn't married to a housewife, and their name isn't Coleman, it's Goldman. They're Jewish.
I don't understand.
He's a man. They're both men.
Can't be. You can't be Jewish.
And you know what's so great when I watch some clips of him is that there are people that say, oh, that's amazing. That's a comedian that can play drama, or that's a dramatic actor that can play comedy. He didn't have a type. He could step in and do anything.
Absolutely.
Anything. So,
hero,
so sad.
Goat, comedy, drama. He retired at 74. He had lived in Santa Fe in recent decades with Arakawa, a former classical pianist, and largely stayed out of the public eye. There was that maybe a year or two ago where they showed him in the fast food lane or something like that.
And
right?
I forgot, I think for my age, one of the greatest roles ever, Lex Luthor in the big Superman movie.
Absolutely.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really...
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes sale and selected brands. Is it time for a little payday treat? Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
I plan on... told my son that Crimson Tide is on the docket for this weekend. I want to watch that with him. Safe travels, you great actor. What an amazing film career. Not many like that.
No.
And Gene Hackman, I'm curious, like everybody is, to find out more details on that. But they do say preliminarily, no foul play.
I blame the Canadians.
That's good. You always do.
I always do.
There were rumors about this And now it's official, and it seems to me that everybody can play with this. Alexa is about to get a whole lot smarter. Amazon announced that they're rolling out a new version called Alexa Plus to a handful of users in March, then everyone else over the next few months. It's supposed to be more like an actual assistant. They say she can do things like make dinner reservations, order groceries, book an Uber, text people,
Handies.
Buy stuff on Amazon. What's that?
Handies.
Sure, we'll go with that. And snag concert tickets when they hit Ticketmaster. Nerd. She can also browse the internet and complete tasks. One example they gave was getting an appliance fixed. She can find a repair place, rather, set up an appointment, and add it to your calendar all on her own, which is interesting.
Yeah, but she's not going to shop for, like, the cheapest price.
No, it's their partners. That's why you read in there, it's order groceries from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Order dinner from DoorDash. Order tickets from Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Order a car from Uber. Mm-hmm. It's all partnerships.
As they continue to try to control
take
the world
over everything. Yes.
She also remembers things like you could tell her your family is coming over for dinner, and she might say, "Don't forget, your nephew is gluten free."
If she said that to me, I'd throw the device against the wall.
She's proactive.
Screw my nephew.
She's proactive in other ways, too, like telling you to leave early because traffic is bad. And look, Waze, one of the things I love about Waze is that it does let you know what's ahead. And so you can modify your route.
But I don't need Waze talking to me about, time to leave.
I think it could help in many, many ways. I really
do. I don't like the voice part, but I do end up using ChatGPT every single day.
Yes.
To make things easier. I used it to fix a bug on our website yesterday that bugged me for 9 months. I
remember you telling me that last night or this morning that you did it with ChatGPT. It's amazing. I mean, if you can use it for good and not evil. Right now, I'm building a very small nuclear device in my garage through ChatGPT.
I would test that out, but I don't think I want to put that in my ChatGPT history
I'm testing it out at a Happy Valley. I'm going to put it in somebody's golf cart.
Well, I love the fact that Happy Valley still has that computer, that shared computer in the lobby that's connected to the dark web.
Like you do at an old Holiday Inn.
Yeah, exactly. It's the business center.
Or internet cafe.
Amazon says it feels less like interacting with tech and more like engaging with an insightful friend.
I'm so sure. I hope their building burns down.
Prime members get it for free. Everyone else will have to pay $20 a month. If you want that.
Who's not a Prime member?
Added little thing.
Hey, if you're not a Prime member, you're wasting a lot of money on shipping.
I know that you love Stranger Things, and I am a fan of this actress, Millie Bobby Brown. She's only 21, just turned 21, and she's gone through a bit of a transformation. She is platinum blonde now, and she has been serving some very, very attractive photos up on Instagram, and she might be living her best life, but some people think there's an end game, and I agree with it. I saw the pictures, and it looks to me that she's maybe trying to capture the Britney Spears look, and there is a biopic coming out. There's talk online that she's either preparing for the role or maybe to try to show the suits in Hollywood that she deserves it. A movie based on Britney's memoir, The Woman in Me, is in the works, and Millie has spoken in the past about possibly playing the lead. And when you see her, she does look like she would be a credible actress.
Here's a comparison.
The role of Millie Bobby Brown.
Have to a little more eye makeup on her, I guess.
But I mean, I think when you see the pictures that she put up on Instagram, she has much more of a Britney Spears type look. Here's her quote. She said, "I would love nothing more than to be a part of her story, but that's her story. I'm in full support of her bringing her story to life how she wants to." So that's kind of lobbying for it. That's the
question for you about Millie Bobby Brown and some others. She's obviously of age now, and she's doing her sexy pictures, and that's great for her and her career. But when we've followed an actress from when she was a kid to being like an adult, I feel weird about thinking like, hey, that's hot, because in my back of my mind, she's still the girl from Stranger Things.
But
does that
even
trip you
the
up
girl
at all?
But no, because even the girl in Stranger Things, you know, that was such a powerful story.
Yeah.
And that was story-driven. But she, you know, she's a good-looking kid, too.
Sure.
And yeah. The transition for me was not – I don't really look at it that way as much as – she would be a good replacement for Britney Spears. But she's grown up to be a very, very beautiful woman. I think she'd be great as Britney Spears.
But I don't like her acting choice. She said that if she played Britney, her nose would occasionally bleed.
And she'd have a big latte in her hand.
Huge. A gooey frap, Mike.
On The Daily Show Monday night, we told you about Jon Stewart getting riled up during a rant on Elon Musk and prescription drug prices that he smashed his mug and cut his hand. So it will be interesting to see John and Elon sit down for an interview. And it might happen. I'd love to see it. Someone tweeted that Elon should go on The Daily Show, and Elon replied, quote, "I will do it if the show is unedited." You know, I just realized something. I'm going to have to come up with a voice for Elon Musk. I think I have it.
Okay, and Mike, please start with "Hello, I'm Elon Musk."
"Hello, I'm Elon Musk. I will do it if the show is unedited." Smithers, book the Jon Stewart show.
Exactly, sir.
The show responded, "We'd be delighted." So
well, of course they would.
Yeah. And it's kind of, I don't think it's like, they don't do 60-minute style editing on The Daily Show.
That's all gone now, Mike, since they canceled it. God, I miss 60 minutes.
Very sad, very sad. A mysterious disease with Ebola-like symptoms has emerged in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. According to the world, I love that. Send me that, please.
The
I would love
stink.
To own that.
Yes.
According to the World Health Organization, the disease was first detected on January 21st.
Oh, that's the most evil of winter days.
And over the past 5 weeks, hundreds have been infected and more than 50 people have died.
Oh, I feel bad about doing shtick now.
In the northwest of the country, health officials are yet or have yet to determine the cause of the disease, but it's Ebola-like. It makes it like bleed through your eyes. That's
I
what
that.
I remember of that.
Don't care
remember
for that, that? One nasty. Bit.
Yeah, that's terrible. Very, very dangerous. Finally, file this under some people just can't be helped.
Let me get that file.
A 29-year-old guy in Vancouver, British Columbia, got sloppy drunk at a wedding on Saturday, and people took his keys away to stop him from driving drunk.
Hey there, get his keys.
By the way, this was at the end of the day when nothing good happens after midnight. This is about 1:45 a.m. So it's late, 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 wee hours. He wasn't happy about them taking his keys, and it started a fight. Then cops showed up, arrested him for breach of peace, and drove him home. The police drove him home to sleep it off.
No charges?
Well, listen to what happened.
Okay.
Instead of just passing out like he should have,
right,
he decided to call an Uber, went back to the wedding. What wedding is roaring at like 3 in the morning? I guess some of them do. He went back to the wedding. Oh, he went
Did
back
he grab
to where
the
wedding.
Key?
No, he went back to the wedding to get his car.
Oh, no.
And he drove it drunk anyway. He sped by a police station at 3:50 in the morning, going twice the speed limit. They clocked him at 76 in a 30. They arrested him again and tossed him in jail to sober up. He's facing drunk driving charges and lost his license for at least 3 months. When asked for a quote, he said, "At least I'm not as bad as Rob Spivak on his roll, rolling his Subaru."
Dead sober. I was dead sober, Arthur.
A bit of it. I understand they're going to have the whole country competent. I'm talking small.
How about the Vatican?
We understand you took an Uber, Arthur. We also understand that you are very drunk. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me tell you about the perfect combination. TMOS coffee in your coffee mug. Yes, sirree. And it's Charlie's Choice, everybody.
Sorry about that. Wrong button because I'm an idiot.
While,
Charlie's Choice!
While listening to TMOS, start your morning right with a bold cup of Charlie's Choice coffee.
Charlie's Choice.
Because great coffee and great company, like us, go hand in hand. Don't just drink coffee, experience it. We all know that you got to have coffee, so we want to give you something new you can brew, too. It's Charlie's Choice Coffee.
Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice. Charlie's Choice is available
Charlie's Choice.
Whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend.
Charlie's Choice.
Delivered right to your door. Charlie's Choice.
Yes, it is.
Charlie's Choice.
Is slow roasted.
Yummy.
In small batches. In St. Augustine, Florida. Charlie, you dropped the mug.
I know. He does all the time. He's not good at it.
This coffee's fantastic. It's approved by TMOS, even though Charlie originally wanted to a Pike's Place with peanut brittle and Pop Rocks blend.
Delicious.
We overruled him. It was for the best. Support small business and enjoy Charlie's Choice
Charlie's
today.
Charlie's Choice.
Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Because it's good to the last sip, isn't
it's
it, Charlie?
It's good to the last sip.
Yes, it is.
Charlie's Choice.
Okay,
yummy.
We get yeah. All right, there you go. It took most of the week, but you got it. You got it, brother.
It was actually a matter of real estate, trying to figure out what to put on each iPad. But, yeah, we're good to go.
Okay, it's your choice, Rob Spiewak. Do you want to talk about Mickey D's, or do you want to talk about Trump's immigrant cards?
I want to talk about the immigrant cards because I start to worry when our national policies sound like a promotion at Hallmark. Do you want the gold card, Mike? Do you want the gold card? Can we sign you up for a gold card?
One of the things I'm going to discuss on the TMOS Extra is my lack of participation in national news. I know very little about this immigration card. What can you tell me about it?
Well, I will show you something from his press conference that will explain a lot of it, and then I will entertain questions.
Right,
but this is, I know this can be said by so many things nowadays. When I saw this clip, I thought, is this AI? Is this a deep fake? Is this Saturday Night Live? Because it seems that ridiculous to me.
We'll be doing something else. It's going to be very, very good. We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus. It's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people. And we think it's going to be extremely successful. Never been done before anything like this, but it's something that we're going to be putting out over the next, would you say, 2 weeks out? You want to say a couple of words about it? I think companies will pay to get people in. For instance, you today graduate from the Wharton School of Finance or Harvard or Stanford or any college, and nobody knows if you can even go to work for a company. So Apple and all these companies.
He lost me.
He didn't lose me, believe it or not.
No, he lost my interest is what I lost.
And he went even deeper into it yesterday during the press conference with his cabinet.
See, Josh has been watching the news.
Of course he has. Well, yeah. He's excited.
He's been watching because one network.
No, well, I watch three networks.
You watch three?
I watch three.
One of them is Cartoon Network.
He watches Fox,
yes,
Newsmax, and the Nazi Quaker Channel.
Oh, that's great.
What's that?
Where they teach you how to dominate the world without electricity.
You left out OAR. Or not OAR, OAN. Is that what it is? OAN.
I watch OAR.
On the surface, believe me, I'm no fan. You know that.
Right.
On the surface, I mean, it's like, what did he say? Billion or million?
Is it $5 million.
$5 million per gold ticket.
So you graduate from Wharton. You're a rich kid from another country who wants to be an American citizen and go to work for an American company. You write a check for $5 million, and that gets you to the front of the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you are living elsewhere, and a company like builds it into your contract. They want you so bad, they'll buy you a green card.
Right.
Or gold card,
And that, and we already have ways that companies can do that, but it's a lot cheaper. So where they can bring in experts from overseas. So this is...
It's again, the, paying the $5 million is a lot cheaper?
No, no, no. The current offering is a lot cheaper.
So you're not guaranteed frontline status.
Right. So he's making it more expensive.
Yeah, more expensive, and it's a fast pass.
Okay. It is.
But they still do the whole security checks and everything.
That's nice of them. And I appreciate checks. That. But that's good. I'm glad you're doing that.
It's all with his plan of trying to get rid of this debt, which I guess that would be nice.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Sure.
Yeah. $5 million is going to take care of it.
It's not like the tax cuts aren't going to result in three. Hey, we're getting divisive.
I'm sorry.
We're getting divisive. Yeah. We're getting in deep into the weeds. But that trillion, how about no tax cuts for the rich people? That'll help the deficit, for God's sake.
There's 58 million millionaires in the world. So he just wants some of them to come on over.
Here's another clip of the president.
Almost everything. Let me in, I'm starving.
Now don't get overexcited. Don't lose your head, Augustus. We wouldn't want anyone to lose that.
What are you doing? You need a gold ticket to get in.
I got a gold ticket. This makes me want to.
Well, right. And that's the thing. That's the funny part is calling
Turn
it a gold
card. Turn off the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, please.
It's the most Trump thing.
What's that? I'm sorry,
Josh. It's calling it a gold card is a Trump thing.
Yeah, it's like it makes me feel of like hotel status or Hallmark or something like that.
I hope they get a physical gold card.
You know what? I hate to keep teasing the TMOS Extra, but I normally take issue with the oversimplification of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's I don't care if I'm pissing people off. That's going to be the gist of it, too. Sometimes when you throw out these simple solutions, it's a little more difficult to throw darts. Now, the good part would be, okay, you bring them in, they help the country, blah, blah, blah. The other part is, well, it's just the rich getting richer again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's really what it is. And that, to me, is the gist of the whole thing, that, you know, more for us, less for you. That's the way I look at it. But anyway, I'll have a TMOS Extra where I'll explain myself without pissing people off. And by the way, when I say that, when I say that some of the ideas that are oversimplified are difficult to put holes in, people are screaming at me right now from one team. They're screaming at me. And when I say he's a grifter and he's a dummy that can't grasp detail or sophisticated concepts, people are screaming at me from the right. You can't win to lose. This discussion always right. What?
We can all agree that next week releasing the TMOS gold card is a great idea.
Very excited. And, you know, it was difficult, especially when the three of us had to go before the board of Citibank. I hope you kept it simple. Well, I know you guys were uncomfortable when I dug my heels in and said, I will not approve this unless I get to meet personally with Jennifer Garner. And they caved. God love them.
They always do, Mike, because you have a backbone.
They always do.
Mike, you know, if you really want to touch the deficit, you only need, if you have these people paying $5 million, you only need 7.2 million immigrants to do it. So it's easy. We're as good as in the black.
Yeah, easy. Easy peasy. We'll come back with more fun. I want to talk about the ESPN battle with Major League Baseball. We're a baseball show. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show because, you know, 'tis the spring. Hope springs eternal, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens when you're talking about baseball. Hey, do you want to be the best that you can be? I got news for you. A diamond stud in your teeth or pierced nipples, that's just not going to cut it anymore. You need more.
Not anymore, Mike. It used to be.
Whether it's enhancing your beauty or shredding stubborn weight, Carla and Dermglow Skin are here to help. Get expert guidance and top guidance. I never thought that was a tough word for me to pronounce. Get expert guidance.
Think of a bunch of gentlemen at the prom. It's a guy dance.
And top quality peptides like semaglutide, tirzepatide, B12, NAD+, glutathione, delivered to your door, plus an amazing selection of wonderful skincare products. The best part, Carla is always there for you. This copy needs to be updated.
Okay.
Her inbox remains open for any questions, Whether your weight loss goal is 1 pound or 100 plus pounds, make DermGlow your destination. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click Weight Management and Peptides, and start your transformation today. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I have benefited from this. I have turned my life and body around. I'm happier, more energetic, and my stigmata is all but gone. You can hardly see the marks.
Looks great, Mike. Looks great.
I'm so pleased.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, shout out. Big ups to Pope Francis, or as I call him, the Tank. Thank you, Your Eminence. Now go in peace.
You call the Pope the Tank?
Is there going to be no baseball at all on ESPN this year because they fought? Is that what's going to happen?
This is the last year. Now, here. Everyone can do this at home. You guys can do this.
Oh, good.
So the issue is they've got a deal. They re-upped their deal in 2021, I believe, or 2023. I'd have to look that up.
Okay.
For ESPN to pay Major League Baseball $550 million a year for Sunday Night Baseball and coverage of baseball.
And don't they also get a gold card with that?
110 of them are, I believe.
Okay. ESPN is mad at... Major League Baseball is mad at ESPN because they're not putting more extra content on
correct.
To promote the league.
So here's what you do. Go on your browser and go to ESPN.com.
All right.
Okay. And tell me how far down you have to browse to find a article about baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're just not covering the sport.
They're not covering the sport, and they've got one real. They've got one reporter, Buster Olney, that's kind of dedicated to baseball, and that's kind of it. I know
so
there's some other.
That's
where the issue is, and Major League Baseball complained to ESPN about this, and ESPN doesn't care.
And they're ready to get jettison baseball, right?
Because of that, yeah. The deal ends after this year. It's too late to cancel it this season. This is the last season of Major League Baseball on ESPN.
And will we see, are they already talking about the fact that we will see baseball on other platforms?
Well, we've already got Roku is paying for Sunday morning baseball. We have Apple TV paying for Friday night baseball.
Okay.
So I imagine Netflix is going to step up or one of these other.
Don't you think
Tubi has Michael's games?
Yeah. Fascinating last night. Who's that man putting his hand on his head behind the home plate? So isn't it still, though, even though we have all cut the cord and the networks are not what they used to be, isn't it still, and I think of the PGA Tour in particular, isn't it still beneficial when you have a major big three,
sure.
CBS, NBC, yes. Fox, putting your sports on TV. I mean, well, Fox, yeah, and, the NFL. Come on.
Yeah.
And baseball still has a deal with Fox. But baseball also was the first to do streaming and starting to control their own broadcast with the MLB network. And they've got programs designed that they can bring it all in-house as well.
Okay.
MLB has always been ahead of the curve.
But it really says something about ESPN.
It's a baseball line. That's very where, baseball pun.
Right.
Very good.
Where ESPN used to be SportsCenter and baseball highlights every morning to catch the games before, and now it's all talk shows.
I know where it's going to end.
Hold on, Rob. Can I? He is up there saying he could care less.
I know it's sports.
Let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. Don't more people like me with all sports go to YouTube now in the morning?
Yes,
sure.
And get the highlights, every single highlight of the game, which
is beautiful
to watch.
Yeah, or I go to the MLB app and go right to the game I want.
I watch YouTube, especially with the NFL, when I don't see a game that I'm interested in. If it's a late night game, I will watch the entire game in 15 minutes. And, I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I don't need some, puffy-haired anchor douche that's telling me
but we fell in love with Stuart Scott, and all he did was hand off replay to replay to replay
but
of the game, and they don't need that anymore.
They don't need that because you're going to get, once again, the choice is everything. It's like podcasts.
Right.
If you want a niche, you've got this show, you go to you want the Mike O'Mara show. You don't want 20 different podcasts. You want this one. It's the same thing with sports highlights now. So correct me if I'm wrong, but outside of live programming, what is ESPN offering? SportsCenter is irrelevant now.
No,
right?
It's all talk shows.
Just the way SportsCenter replaced George Michael's Sports Machine. Mm-hmm. It's advancing the way they cover the game.
Yet you've got a guy like Pat McAfee, who is, you know, a personality and more like, you know, it's a little bit more shock jockery.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
those guys are still relevant. But the actual news of sports, really not so much.
No, anymore, it's not.
As far as I'm
it's
concerned.
Not.
Which
you
is
know?
Why they need to sign a contract with MTV. Because MTV used to be about music, and now they just show Everybody Hates Chris. Everyone knows MTV. Land it there and call it like rock and roll baseball. You don't have to change it.
We don't
just
talk about it. We don't talk about these networks very often anymore on the
You're
show
right.
because they're not relevant. You know, we
mm-hmm.
really don't. It's a ESPN, MTV, and my favorite country music television.
That CMT, Mike.
And you know, maybe the home of baseball should be MSNBC. Since they're firing everyone, they're going to have some space.
How about Fox?
Sure. They're all, except baseball already has a deal with Fox.
How about put them
about
on
the
MS...
Fox News Channel, Mr.
Yeah,
Man?
I think their ratings are doing perfectly fine.
Mike, okay, put them on MSNBC and let
what's,
Lester Holt...
What's their late night
You better
guy?
Behave yourself on the TMOS Extra. I don't want to see your mohawk on the TMOS Extra this week. Are you gonna
I'm setting out. That's all you. I'll go watch Greg Guthrie.
And then maybe you can learn how to
Gutfield.
Say his...
Greg Gutfield.
Then you can learn how to say his name.
Yeah.
After you put a few shows under the belt.
By the way,
it comes on a little too late for me.
You know, I didn't get a lot of responses when I did it, but I should do it here. If we can get a picture of Greg Gutfeld, if we could generate that before we go to break, if you could find me, Josh, a picture of Greg Gutfeld, I defy anyone.
It's my lock screen.
I defy anyone to tell me that that hump wasn't Mike TV from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you might be onto something.
I've seen the comparison.
Yes. Yep.
I put it up there. I actually designed one. There it is.
Yes.
All right. There's Greg Gutfeld.
Yes.
Now if we can get a picture of and by the way, Rob, do you notice the flattering picture he got of the guy? Like the airbrushed flattering
of course,
picture he got?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I just picked the first one.
Oh, yeah, sure. I we'll go with that.
And if you zoom in, his document, Mike, is from Leviticus.
Mike TV. Who was the you know, the TV watching kid?
Yeah, I should know the name of the kid who played
chewing
him.
Chewing the gum
yeah.
on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and this is interesting. I want to see the comparison.
Mike
they don't
TV,
have to be side by side. Have we found Mike TV yet?
TV.
We have. It's just loaded.
Yeah.
All right, it's
Mike.
Loaded.
Mike TV. His.
Greg Gutfeld. Mike TV.
And a classic
Greg
mother
Gutfeld,
next to him.
Mike TV.
Yeah.
There we go.
It works.
It does. It's fantastic. That's
he got beamed into a television, Mike TV did.
He did.
Yeah.
They shrunk him.
They
and,
did. For little guys, yeah.
And then did he get killed or what? None of them are. It's never really clear that the children are getting killed.
Oh, yeah. Well,
may.
In the book, at the end, Wonka eats them. They
You'll
didn't put that in the
nothing.
Movie.
You get nothing. We have to take a break. We will come back with beautiful video right here
it's
on the
gorgeous.
Mike O'Mara Show. You'll love every minute of it because you always do. And thank you for the feedback. We appreciate that, everybody. I really do think, Greg, if you traced it, I think the ages might jive that it was Mike TV on that. But what do I know? We'll be right back. What was your favorite memory caught on film or videotape? Do you have an easy way to watch it or share with friends and family? Or post it to share?
Mm.
Probably not. Lucky for you, we found a solution, Legacy Box. Legacy Box makes it easy to check this important task off your to-do list. It's like magic. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize treasured videotapes, film reels, photos, and my Betamax copy of Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, man. That includes the making of.
Came in the mail. I was so excited. Big, thick tape. Fun. Everything is done by hand right here in the U.S. Just send in your Legacy Box filled with all of your old vintage media. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA, and you'll get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. Now you can relive heart-pounding moments like classic footage of Mike O'Mara drag racing against a Dodge Durango with his Ford Fiesta. Chilling, really. Be a hero by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it. Do
hey,
it, do
I
it,
like
do
that.
It.
Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Hey, we're mentioning George again.
George. Michael.
George.
Mike?
Yes.
I was a little...
The Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS.
I was a little remiss this week, and I was reminded today, and I'm sure you saw it too, because we gather in the same darkened alleys. George Harrison, they're auctioning off a piece of toast that George Harrison ate in 1963. Wow. And it's dated, and it has provenance from Louise Harrison, George's mother. So if you want, the last time it sold, it was for $92,000. So
it's probably stale.
I would think so. And if George was asked to comment about it the last time it sold, and he said, "Not true. I always finish me dinner."
You know, somebody paid 92 grand
for it. Oh, and it's going to be so much more than that. Really? When they resell. Yeah, yeah.
Do we have a picture of it?
It's almost imperceptible as toast. It's just like a brown smudge taped in a scrapbook. It's been in the scrapbook for 60 years. It's a piece of bread. But I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the fact that it's George Harrison's birthday this week. And this is my favorite clip on the internet, I do believe, is in the early 70s, someone brought to George Harrison, who by this time was way out of the Beatles, long-haired, sort of his, I would say, probably the Bangladesh era. They show him a film of the Beatles from 1963, probably 9 or 10 years earlier. And that's not a lot of time in the grand scheme of things, but to watch George watch himself at this point is so funny because he's laughing, but you can see he's still part of the band in his head.
I gave that guitar away. Ah, that's the one.
That boy took my love away. He'll regret it someday.
It's just to me magnificently odd to see that time capsule moment only separated by
one. That's for sure.
God.
Wow. That was exciting.
Do you like that?
Watching George Harrison watch an old video of himself. Jesus Christ. That was fun.
It's my favorite clip on the internet, Mike.
That's good to hear.
Happy birthday, right. George. Do you still have your tree up?
That's really, really exciting. That's fun.
Now, you talked yesterday about the fact it was a slow news day. And they happen. And so this guy, this is maybe 5 seconds at the end of a newscast. But First Alert, do you still watch First Alert Channel 6, Mike?
Always, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
This gets an investigative alert for this story.
Covered a mystery last week, and tonight we have an answer, at least partially.
It involves a class ring lost almost 50 years ago and the odd place where it was found. And finding the owner proved difficult, but our Mike McKnight tracked him down in this First Alert 6 investigation.
Mike?
A garden near Rockport, Missouri, produced a mystery when Neil Lansdowne found a dirt-packed class ring.
So he lost his class ring. They found it. But the Channel 6 is launching an investigative report on the
that
missing class
like
ring.
A class ring from the from Lex Luthor, the aforementioned Lex Luthor. It's a very odd-looking ring. I mean, it doesn't look like your standard class ring.
When I
it?
Saw it, it looked like he might have graduated less from a class and more of a group.
Does anybody remember the name of the company? I remember the name of the company.
There's two of them.
Yeah, there's Jostens.
That was mine.
Balfour. Yeah. B-A-L-F-O-U-R.
Balfour. Okay.
Balfour. I think they did my college ring.
Balfour was last night.
You got a college ring?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It was actually pretty cool at the time. I don't wear it anymore. I'll show it to you tomorrow.
Okay.
You know what? I no longer have it, come to think on it.
You sold it. You pawned it.
Mike, what I did with it is really embarrassing. I just sort of, you know, found it after a few years.
Oh, dear.
No, I gave it
two pillows.
I gave it to Julia for her graduation, 30 years apart from VCU.
Oh, okay.
So she actually wore it when she graduated, and she kept it. So
that's cool.
I no longer have it.
Yeah. I like that.
Anyway, so that ring does look like it's part of some sort of hate culture. So let's go to something more useful.
Okay.
I like cold pizza. If I have leftover pizza and it's the next day and it's cold, I'm 100% fine with it.
I can do it too. I don't mind it at all. My
or right off the
different.
Counter, leaving it out overnight. No problem.
Why not? Yeah. Now, my wife will tell you.
What about out of the trash?
Hey, Jim Elliot. We used to work with Jim Elliot and he grabbed it out of the trash. I will tell you this, that my wife is not of that belief. And she not only does not like cold pizza, she will not reheat the pizza unless it's very specific, which means putting it in the oven and maybe in an air fryer, which is another good way to do it.
Yeah, air fryer is pretty good.
But she will never microwave it, ever, ever.
Well, you destroy your crust.
If I want it quick and I do want it a little hotter, I'll put it in a microwave. But, I mean, when she takes – she has reheated pizza sometimes. It makes it actually taste better than the original.
Well, there's apparently an internet hack. The best way to reheat pizza is this. No, it's not. And it helps if you're stressful.
Yes,
no, this is the internet hack. The best way to reheat pizza. It's sort of counterintuitive.
Best way to reheat your pizza. I've got leftover pizza in the fridge, and I saw a hack on TikTok that if you dunk your pizza in water before air frying or microwaving it, it turns out just as fresh as when you bought it. So let's give it a go.
You've heard
of
this.
Dunk it into the water. Oh my God,
I
want to
see how she does
so that. Wrong. Now into the air fryer.
Yeah, air fryer.
I think I'm going to air fry it for like 2 to 3 minutes, maybe 2 minutes. I'm not too sure.
I will try this.
I put it in for 3 minutes. It's definitely feeling crispier on the crust. Let's do a taste test. What the hell? It low-key tastes exactly how it tasted last night, fresh from the box.
Mike, that's low key tastes like that.
I love that. I would try that hack. First of all, Carl is a big one on the air fryer with reheating. But we do don't do pizza that well in the O'Mara household. We really kind of make the frozen stuff more than we order.
Do you have
out.
A favorite pizza place?
Yeah, Marsala, which is down here in Fort Myers.
Estero, do they deliver? Actually. Do they deliver?
They do not deliver.
That sucks. My Lido doesn't deliver either. It's my favorite. So.
Well, Lido's a chain. You can get Lido anywhere, right?
Yeah, but you can't get it delivered.
And you cannot get it down here because Lido is my favorite.
Is Lido the don't cut corners?
Square. You guys both square like pizza. That? So good.
Yes.
Best pepperoni in the business.
I used to know somebody part of that family. That family, I think, originated in Maryland.
College Park.
And now they're in Tampa because they're opening a couple over there.
Okay, and I think I knew.
I know who the owner was, Mike. It was Jared Leto, and he was in all the Marvel movies.
Very, very talented. I always get him confused with Walton Goggins.
And my favorite around here is Pirate Pizza. They lead into the St. Augustine theme.
Really? Yeah. Pirate, is it good? Is it good pizza?
It's very good, but no delivery.
I wish I could have pizza right now.
The Thai, Mike, and I've mentioned them before, La Villa Roma, they do deliver.
By the way, you guys getting a little bit of blowback last night online about the Thai food, both you rubes.
I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
I know
you're going to double down.
You know why, Mike? Born, raised, live in America.
Yeah, I'll choose Lido over Thai food any day.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, let's move
on. And Mike, let's finish with this. Are you ready to wind it up with one?
Yes, let's
do it. Okay, this is Paul McCartney watching himself. No, I'm kidding. It's a
no
joke.
No more Beatles. No. By the way, you've used your Beatles card for the month.
No,
that
I haven't.
Last video.
I get to do it anytime I want.
God almighty.
Next week is Paul McCartney watching himself.
That's right.
Beatles.
And the next week is Ringo Starr blowing on his soup.
Hold on, this just came in. Tony Perkins writes, Rob, keep up the great work.
He would like that.
He'd like that.
Mike, this is a suburb of Philadelphia, I believe, called Port Richmond. And you wouldn't think that a place like that would have trouble with sinkholes. But they do. And also, if this is...
my biggest fears, believe it or not, terrified of sinkholes. We get them in Florida, and I'm always worried that one's going to pop around because of the porous
like
crust.
When you're watching the game, and your son looks over at you.
Michael? Michael!
This would be Mike. You could use your reverb here.
Help.
Where's Dad? Dad? Dad, where are you? Dad? Father? Are you okay?
I don't want to put the right effect on. Help!
Don't worry, Dad. We're going to toss you a pizza from Marsala.
Directional microphone.
Help! Help! I'm down here. I'm at the bottom of the well.
Well, those dogs will help.
Hey, it's George Harrison watching a video of himself. That's exciting.
Mike, if you yelled that, I'd leave you there.
All right, let's
all
go.
Right. But you just got to watch up. Keep up your car insurance payments because you could see your car just go bye-bye.
This Chevy Traverse, which you can see, is still in the hole that it fell into before 1 and still there after 10 tonight.
I didn't know if the car hit
He's
the
a
car,
neighbor.
And then I'm looking at it,
accent,
and I'm like, what am I looking at here?
What Lori was looking at was the gaping hole that just opened up outside her Port Richmond home on Birch Street.
Oh, my God.
Lori's big SUV.
And then I seen the hole. I was like, wow.
Wow, wow is not the allowable TV word used by the owner of the SUV.
Actually, it's my wife's car.
The too shy or too upset wife of Philadelphia police officer Steve Williams. But Steve, who has seen far worse in 32 years serving the city, did not seem the least bothered or upset.
Nobody was hurt. Nobody was in it. So, you know, it's just a vehicle. Whatever needs to be replaced, we'll get it replaced. No big deal.
As for the other car, a shiny, clean Mazda 3 that was tinkering on the edge of the sinkhole, its owner had just parked in front of his home before leaving today to see the Phillies in spring training down in Clearwater, Florida.
So, Mike,
that's an odd report.
That's so it was a little bit of
that
an
is
odd
as
report.
Philly as it gets. That is as Philly as it gets. That's awesome.
I would think that the city would have a better infrastructure.
We got to take a break, and we will be back tomorrow with the bonus show, including a major, and I mean this time it's really major,
hey, huge
announcement. Please, if you are interested in fun, I want you to make sure you tune in for tomorrow's bonus show, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be worth your while. I appreciate that. We got to get out of here. We'll be back again. And thank you for all of your support. Subscribe to our bonus show. Buy our wonderful stuff that we have online. We appreciate you. You can show your appreciation for us at the TMOS store and by purchasing our bonus show subscriptions. For
Mother Josh came Roque, over to Rob Spiewak, dog.
What? I'm sorry. I did not mean to hit that. My mouse. Bad mousing, Mike. My apologies.
What a week. We will take a powder, and we'll be back. Bye, everybody.
So long, folks.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
You lost again.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £30 or more. And yes, that includes sale and selected brands. Is it time for a little payday treat? Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.